It's important to know where you come from, but when others make assumptions that are wrong, it's hard to maintain your identity. A Southeast Alaska Tlingit tribal government is letting its neighbors know its members come from a vast territory that still bears their name. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The tour boat St. Peter sails around Douglas Island, which is part of Juneau, headed to nearby Taku Inlet. On board are a variety of government officials and members of the Douglas Indian Association. It represents the Taku Kwan, the area's original residents. At the front of the boat, leaders Paul Marks and David Katzik explain where they are in Tlingit and English.
You're hearing the words and the voices of those who have gone before us on these waters. And this is how we know today, and we've known for thousands of years, that this land belonged to us.
Traditional Taku Kwan territory includes the southeast part of Juneau, Taku Inlet, a smaller cove called Taku Harbor, and up the Taku River into Canada. The association also includes members of the Ak Kwan, whose traditional territory is to the north and west. As the boat crosses the border between the two clans, members of the Yateyi Tlingit dancers begin the Wushkitan love song. Westerners began exploring the area in the late 1800s and built mines and cities. Taku people lived nearby, but they weren't treated as the original property owners. They were shut out of traditional lands. A Tlingit cemetery was knocked down and paved to make room for a road and a school. Later, local government burned down their village to build a boat harbor. Tribal government administrator Andrea Cadiente-Lati says colonization, disease, limits on fishing, and other factors decimated the population.
So we lost everything that was precious to other tribes, federally recognized tribes, and that's land, fishing rights, community, all the way down to sacred sites.
The boat motors past Point Arden, where an inlet, a channel, and a passage meet. Katzik says the competing currents weave the waters, giving them their Tlingit title.
So the name is Kanasnu. Everybody say the word, Kanasnu. That is a powerful, powerful word. When you look into hydrology, if there's any kind of contamination going, this is the place where it would be mixing and it would be sending it out to the other places.
The Taku people are particularly worried about pollution from the long-closed Tulsiquitchief mine across the border in Canada. Acidic water drains from abandoned tunnels into the mine's namesake river. Some studies have shown it does not damage fisheries as it flows into the Taku River, but a recent British Columbia report points to unsafe pollutant levels in some areas. Entering Taku Inlet, the boat stops at a steep cliff face for a memorial and off a cove for another. There, and in a harbor to the south, speakers point out where the Taku Kwan once lived. Michael Kell, a historical archaeologist for the state, gestures towards an old cannery and the site of a long-abandoned fort. It's where the area's Tlingits established one of their many communities.
We know for a fact that there are summer and winter camps, for example, and these camps indicate that people were here and using the land. That's the important recognition here, is that the culture's been here and the culture's still here.
Old village sites are hard to spot since most Taku people moved to town decades ago. Tribal administrator Cadiente-Lati says many are not part of the Douglas Indian Association. Leaders would like them to join.
Part of the challenge is to have other government agencies, the powers that be, that dictate where and when and how much funding comes to the tribe based on its membership, that it's not just the tribal member numbers is the area that was traditionally, historically, the tribes.
She says more members would increase government grants that fund economic development, environmental protection, and youth education. Reporting on board the catamaran St. Peter, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.